96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A nightcap, one for the road, an adult beverage, all of these longstanding common phrases for drinking. But what if you have too much, too many times? And certainly around the holidays, there is a lot of consuming of alcohol. Well, how do you know if you've become an alcoholic? What are the signs? What about others around you who you believe may be drinking just a little too much? Well, joining me in studio to talk about this are Michael Nettles. He's a clinical supervisor for regional addiction prevention. And Daryl Wright, he is a recovering alcoholic and recovering drug abuser. We could be talking about you tonight or someone you know. So give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Michael, Daryl, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let me start with some of the basics, Michael. How do you know if you are an alcoholic or if you're just doing a lot of drinking? Is there a difference between the two?
Yes, and one of the basic differences is that people who suffer from alcoholism don't have the capability to control, and versus those who don't. And mm-hmm. so an example would simply be a non-alcoholic would say, I'm going to have one drink and I'm going home. Mm-hmm. And an alcoholic does not have that ability or control, whichever words you want to use, to do that. You know, and that's what alcoholism is a powerlessness over the alcohol or drugs.
Mm-hmm. So it's not someone who, you know, binges so much. Your alcoholism, I would imagine, depending on what your tolerance is, if you have the disease, could be just a few drinks. It doesn't have to be, a weekend consistent binge.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be anything about binges. And also, there's no poster of what an alcoholic looks like, mm-hmm. you know, which, you know, one of the myths, you know, street people or homeless people or, you know, things of that nature there. You know, alcoholism is, and you said it earlier, is a disease. It's a condition. Mm-hmm. It's a condition that affects mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a person who maybe once was stable, and it disrupts their stability.
Mm-hmm. Daryl, talk to me about your battle with alcohol. How did it start?
Well, for me, it began in college. Before I got to college, I didn't drink. And when I started to drink, what separated me from the other guys in the dorm was the way alcohol made me feel. It wasn't so much the quantity. I didn't drink as much as other people did. Mm-hmm. But when I drank, my behavior changed.
How so?
One of the issues I had, I was very self-conscious about being overweight in college. I was fearful of approaching people socially. And after two drinks, mm-hmm. I felt like I weighed 150 pounds. I had no inhibitions. I could ask people to dance. The fears that trapped me without the alcohol, I didn't have to worry about it. After three or four drinks at Fat Tuesdays in Atlanta, mm-hmm. I was the most social person in the room.
No inhibitions.
I thought I was the life of the party. I thought I enjoyed myself. I thought people enjoyed me until the next day in the dormitory when people would tell me how I really behaved. Mm. Because my recollection was I had a great time and people enjoyed me, but I started getting a different message listening to other people. And that was the subtle sign that I passed over with a minimal concern when I look back and ask myself, at what point was it a problem? It was a problem at the beginning. I just didn't recognize it. I just thought, oh, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But when I would suggest to someone, when people start explaining to you things you did and you don't recall it the same way, that's a warning sign that you may have a problem.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about alcoholism. How do you know if you've become an alcoholic? What about the people around you? What are the signs? What do you look for? Give us a call. If you have someone that you are concerned about, or even if you are concerned about yourself and how alcohol affects you, give us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How do you know, Michael, if you're drinking too much, before you get to the point where you're starting to question whether or not you are an alcoholic?
And there's a little mini assessment that we use. It's called the CAGE, an acronym, C-A-G-E. The C is for cut down, the A is for angry, the G is for guilty, and the E is for eye-opener. So if a person asks, you know, answer yes to either one of those questions, then there's a potential problem.
Interesting. We already have some phone calls coming in, and I want to remind our listeners that we will be taking your phone calls even after the 7:30 break, so please give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sandra, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Sandra, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm here. Is there a difference between, I would say, like an alcoholic and a drunk, maybe?
That's an interesting question.
And when you, in other words, an alcoholic can be categorized as a drunk, and a drunk can be categorized as an alcoholic. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of like the bottom line is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and we just talk about terminology when we talk about the names.
Mm. Okay.
Well, I'm saying, you know, it's not like an everyday thing, but it seems like, you have to have a beer, or if you mix the beer with alcohol, that becomes a problem. I mean, not a violent problem, but an annoying problem.
Is this for you or someone you know?
Well, no, for someone I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sandra, one of the things that I realize when you talk about misconceptions, most people think the quantity of alcohol you consume will determine if you have a problem. And there were people in my life in college when I started drinking, and now, who may have a drink for breakfast, a drink for lunch, a drink for dinner. But they go to work, they pay their bills, they've never had an issue.
I need you to hold on 1 second there, Sandra. Stay with me because I need to take a quick break. Also, Toya from Baltimore, Denise from Montgomery County, we're going to talk to you as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.